I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts, we will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather for a couple of days before rain returns this weekend. Today, sunshine, but cool, high 54. Clear, another freeze tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, still dry, upper 50s. Then periods of rain at times, Saturday night, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 50s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly your jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
And the owners of this country impeached the president yesterday.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And I predict they will live to regret it. I hope, anyway. It's Thursday Happy Hour, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. Terry Adams and Rosie with us today.
And here they are.
Hey, Jeff.
Please clap.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I'm going to go ahead and make a reckless assumption that most of the people listening right now are older than 8 years of age.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I just beat the cut. So we're going to honor him. Sometimes rocket scientist is somebody who is incredibly stupid in a derisive way or somebody who's really got something going on. And this 8-year-old kid, Ryan Kaji, and you know, you can do things on YouTube that make you money.
Yep.
It took an 8-year-old to beat everybody else in revenue this year. This 8-year-old kid, Ryan, has a YouTube channel called Ryan's World, and he grossed $26 million this year. $26 million. So here's a little sample of what an 8-year-old did to make $26 million.
What is this?
That's your laptop.
My laptop?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
And so you better wash your hands after you use your laptop.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know I've been touching it. Now I know. I should clean my laptop every day too.
And a cute shoe.
Whoa. I'm sorry, man.
Wait, your laptop is dirtier than MLK's shoe.
No. Wait, the shoe's been going outside, inside, outside, inside. My laptop's still dirty?
Today we learned something important, guys. Always wash your hands and clean a lot of stuff that you use.
Wow.
$26 million. Makes sense, doesn't it?
No.
What?
No.
Well, apparently he's monetized his videos, but mm-hmm. I wonder if that's contributions. I wonder if that's included in that amount, because to get that much money just for monetizing your videos, my God, you'd have to have hundreds of millions of views, because they only pay you, you know, a penny a view or whatever. That is amazing.
The story doesn't say how many.
17,077,365 views. This is just one of his videos I'm looking at right now. 17 million people have watched this one video. That's incredible.
It is.
You know, I get 18 people to watch mine. He gets 17 million.
I give him his due. I'm not the least bit jealous. Well, maybe a little. So, Nancy, who in her dark clothes and somber tone and shushing the Democrats that were going to applaud after the impeachment vote yesterday. And I still think that she should save that dress for her funeral, because she'd look good stretched out in that thing. The sooner the better, because I have no tolerance for seditious, traitorous, evil people, which is what she is.
I couldn't agree more.
Not only a servant of the owners of this country, but the radical extremists in that party who are the most dangerous people in America right now. Rashida Tlaib, yeah, there were people that protest. Here's the thing. This is what stands out above all else. While they were having this lynching in Congress yesterday over nothing, no crime, no misdemeanor, no evidence, this is a two-year-old lashing out because somebody took the binky away. I don't see it as anything bigger or better or more meaningful than that. These are people who are mentally ill, who the ones that were worried about Trump accepting the 2016 election result, they're the one. This is what Democrats do all day long. They mirror their insecurities and their feelings on everybody else. That's why they always call us racist, because you know what? They're worse than anyone. They've done nothing for minorities. They just go and pander for the vote and, although you can't trust those Republicans. That is starting to fail. If the polling data is correct, there are now 8 different polls that show black support for President Trump at close to 40%. They're dead. They are dead in November. They need to be made dead, politically speaking. So we'll just have to wait. In the meantime, while they're having their wine and cheese parties, these smug sons of bitches, the Washington elite that know better than we do about what's best for us, 20,000 people withstood 5-degree wind chills in Battle Creek, Michigan, to say thank you to this president that they just impeached. You couldn't get one of those pansies to stand in 5-degree weather if Barack Obama was going to show up naked. But for Donald Trump, patriots stood in line for hours, braved the wind chills, and he stood there, just impeached, and they loved him even more. And this is what they have created. They have created a monster. And the monster is us. We're the monster that put him in 2016. They've done everything possible to get us to recommit to him in 2020 and give him a Republican Congress with some balls. That's got to happen. We can't have any more of these weak-kneed Mitt Romney guys.
Show us balls!
That is my campaign slogan for 2020. And God help them.
Do you know where Pelosi came from? Her last name is D'Alessandro. Her father was Thomas E. Alessandro. He was infamous for smuggling heroin into the U.S., was Lucky Luciano in the Baltimore Mafia. Seriously.
And Lucky Luciano, he helped us win World War II.
Of course he did.
Kept the bad guys from blowing up ships in New York Harbor in exchange for consideration. And the consideration was, we'll deport you back to Sicily, but you can't stay in America as a free man.
Well, the mafia had a lot to lose if the Nazis took over America. They had a lot to lose, too, so they weren't stupid.
Yeah,
they're going to fight on our side.
I was listening to Mark Simone today. You know, isn't it funny? Hunter Biden accompanies his dad on a flight, long trip to China. And I wonder if he even mentioned it. Hey, guess what? I got $1.5 billion from a Chinese hedge fund. And I'm on the board of directors and blah, 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 blah. That, Burisma, and on the board of directors of Amtrak, and the Democrats have, what's wrong with that? Other than he's not qualified for any of those things, he's a real loser, man. I mean, not only a crackhead, but he's making babies with women, not his wife.
Strippers.
And then he divorces his wife to be with his late brother's widow. and then cheats on her. This is a person of zero character. I'm just hoping that the president will unleash the hounds on
these
people.
Well, that's the scary part, Greg. It's not so much the bad people doing what bad people do. It's the ones who are tasked with going after these people and putting them in jail for doing these bad things. They're not doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what scares me.
So they got their impeachment vote last night, and now she's in no hurry to send these articles of impeachment to the Senate. What is that? Hey, he's got to be removed, right? So the sooner we get to trial and get... This is nothing but evil, divisive, monstrous behavior because they can't win on ideas. They got no candidate who's going to beat Donald Trump. Nobody. I can't think of anybody less qualified. So don't give me Michelle Obama. She's...
Hillary.
I'd love to see her beaten again.
It may happen.
But maybe they finally get around to prosecuting her.
That would be nice.
Yeah. We don't know what tricks they have up their sleeves at this point.
They are nefarious.
However, the people that, and I use the word bet in a facetious term here, who bet their money on America's future, those who work in the stock market where financial futures are determined, another record-breaking day. The Dow is up to 28,376. That's up 137 points, which is at this point only 0.5%. But it continues to go up and it continues to set new records. So the people that make decisions, and you know, when they're nervous about where this country's going, you're not going to see growth in any of the markets. You're going to see caution. Ain't happening. It ain't happening. And not even the screw-ups at Boeing who produced a jet that can't stay in the air and have decided to stop making it, and that's really impacted some of the indexes. Other than that, the future is bright and rosy. There she is right here, Rosie.
There I am.
So that's all I really have to say on it. Life's going to go on, and we're going to kick their ass black and blue in November. All right, 319, and our first caller this afternoon is Connie.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, Greg. I hate to even tell you this because when I saw this, I wanted to go out in my yard and just scream, except I didn't want to scare my neighbors. But Adam Schiff was on Metcalf last night, and he said they have evidence that Pence has been hiding things. He wanted to classify an unclassified document. So they're looking at the impeachment of Pence. Yeah.
An impeachment what?
Of Pence.
Of Mike Pence.
I got to tell you, I don't trust Pence. That's just my personal gut feeling.
Well, I know, but really? They're worse than...
Oh,
I wouldn't call them rabid animals because rabid animals are better than this, okay?
I agree.
But I guess they want to get both of them out of office so Pelosi can be president. I don't know.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen.
No, it's not.
Not unless they want blood running down Main Street.
Yeah, they might.
Well, like I said, they're going after Pence. Well, now, this is Schiff talking, so prayerfully other Democrats will have some sense. But, I mean, these people are consumed with hatred. I mean, they're eaten up alive with it. I've never seen anything like it. It's so demonic. It's unreal.
It is demonic.
I agree.
Demonic is the word. It's the word.
All right, thanks, y'all. Have a good afternoon. It's okay. Trump's going to come out fine. You know, it's going to, and hopefully the Republicans get the House and the presidency and the Senate and the courts and everything.
They're not stupid. They know the 20,000 people in a state they need to win. Michigan, 20,000 people stood out in the freezing cold to support this president.
17-degree weather with snow flurries, and they stood out in it. Some people camped out the night before.
And they'll do that wherever he goes.
Absolutely.
Even California, if he picks the right spots in California, he'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
He's the only hope they got out there.
Yeah.
While they're letting people crap
in
the streets.
I'm ready for some. We need some sanity back in this country.
Yeah, I know. But I am going to contain my temper today.
Okay, good. All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
I got my screaming out of my system yesterday. Applied Security brought us our 8-year-old rocket scientist today. Now, he's certainly no threat to you, your home, your business, but there are bad guys out there. And what I urge you to do, because being informed is best, go to spotcrime.com and sign up for the crime report that they email to you that shows you everything that's happened within whatever mile radius you desire of your home. And it's going to hit you between the eyes. How much goes on that doesn't make the news? In fact, I think at times the news chooses not to let us know the truth about how much goes on in this town and how overwhelmed the police are and how many situations they just let go because it's not worth their time and trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on an awful lot. The best thing you can do is protect yourself and don't give them a chance to get in and do the crime. And that's where Applied Security can protect you. Their systems are excellent. We have used them for 15 years here at Blue Water Broadcasting. State-of-the-art features, and they work. They work because if you don't have the right code or you forget or you have a brain fart trying to get in here, even if you've been here for 12 years, everything goes into motion immediately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've learned it. You've learned it. So it's a fantastic system. Video monitoring, we've got that. In addition to the, I don't need to divulge it, but we have a very secure locking system here. So if you want that type of protection from a great local team, call Applied Security at 279-8338, 279-8338. Mark and Vicky have a great business. It's good to do this kind of thing on a local basis. And, again, enjoy that local appreciation and level of service that Applied Security provides. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. And having said that, I'll give you the number one more time, 279-8338. Great people, Mark and Vicky at Applied Security.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears, so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
For the right gifts at the right prices, start with Lowe's this holiday season, because Lowe's has deals throughout the store for the DIYer on your list. Shop now and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for $99, or a DeWalt 2-pack 20-volt battery, also just $99. For those who want more control of their home, pick up Google Nest smart home gifts starting at just $25, including the Google Home Mini. For great gifts at great savings, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Lightfoot Sings Christmas. And you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
327 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Stock market reaches record highs. We'll talk to Brant McDonald in a couple of hours. I want to share a little bit from David Blackman's blog, our buddy from dbdailyupdate.com. Wrote about a lot of things today, but in describing last night in Congress, saying, was Pelosi drunk on alcohol? Probably. Although with her fugitive denture situation, and I just love that.
That's great.
Her fugitive denture situation, it's always difficult to tell. But her caucus was drunk on power, which is all anyone in the Democrat Party cares about anymore. Speaking of power-mad drunks, mad Maxine Waters.
She's crazy.
Racist bitch.
Uh-huh.
Provided another highlight during the debate when she shocked everyone by giving the sign for white supremacy. Because when you go like this, you know, what used to be okay, that's now white supremacy, according to some...
Oh, they changed the rules again.
A-hole on the left who's interpreting, you know, I got nothing better to do. With the left hand while speaking from the podium, and all this time you thought she was a black supremacist racist hack. Life is complicated. For the record, yesterday's impeachment vote represents the first purely partisan impeachment exercise in American history. Never before in the history of this country have the people... born witness to such a raw, naked, wholly desperate grasp for political power by a single party. Honest historians, of which there are precious few anymore thanks to leftist pollution of our entire education system, will record December 18, 2019 as a day of infamy, one that rivals Pearl Harbor and 9/11 as days of mourning for our nation's loss. What yesterday's purely partisan vote proves is there are truly no people of good intent in the Democratic Party. The vote means that, as we noted a few days ago, the Democratic Party is no longer a political party whose purpose is to govern, but a single radical left activist group whose operational purpose now is to destroy the American Republic and every one of its institutions.
Well said.
And if you don't think that's true, I'm with him word for word on this. And they are well along their way to achieving that goal. The Democrats have spent the last 80 years creating a permanent underclass of Americans who they view as possessions, not human beings. They've already destroyed the Fourth Estate, the news media, which the founders believed would serve as the public watchdog that would hold people with power accountable. They've already destroyed our education system for all intents and purposes. Under Barack Obama, the left pretty much destroyed America's system of justice, including the Department of Justice and the FBI. They corrupted our intelligence community to the point that it, along with the media, is now a true enemy of the people. That is not an overstatement. That is it. That is a fact. And they corrupted our military leadership to the point where the senior personnel of the Pentagon cannot be trusted to simply do their jobs and follow the lawful orders of their commander-in-chief, as we saw with that Navy jackass a few weeks ago. Indeed, the Democrats are now so power-mad and convinced that their goal of total destruction of the Republic is in sight that Pelosi is now threatening to withhold sending her faux articles of impeachment to the Senate as required by the Constitution unless she agrees with the rules for a Senate trial. She has no business getting involved in any Senate business. She's in Congress, not in the Senate. We'll make a decision as we go along, Pelosi told reporters, adding that we'll see what the process was. This bitch can't do a single thing until she opens it and sees what's in it. Not a thing. We have acted, Pelosi continued, repeatedly refusing to commit to sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Now they'll understand what their responsibilities are and we'll see what that is. Like she has a clue about what responsibilities are. In the original, actually good film, Ghostbusters, the demigod Zul admonishes the Ghostbuster crew to choose the form of the destructor. In response, Dan Aykroyd's character, unable to clear his mind, accidentally chooses the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, setting up the film's hilarious climactic scene. In November 2018, American voters, unable to clear their minds of the Russian collusion pollution generated by the sham Mueller investigation and spoon-fed to them by Democrat activist toadies in the media, accidentally chose Nancy Pelosi, setting up this not-so-hilarious impeachment outcome. In Ghostbusters, the good guys ultimately managed to slay the destructor and save the city. In real life, we'll just have to wait and see how it all works out for America. I don't see one word of exaggeration or misstatement in that. No. Not one.
It's hard to argue with that.
You should be scared, not because President Trump is impeached. The people that are doing this have much bigger plans for you, as he has said many times. He is the firewall between these Bolsheviks and us. That's it. It's almost as if it was divine intervention, because he's the only one. Now, there are others. There is hope for the future, as we're seeing in the likes of Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes, who has really fought the good fight. Mm-hmm. So there's a few. But Trump is the firewall, because he punches back. He thrives on this. He is the Clint Eastwood, the Dirty Harry, or whatever you want to call him, of politicians. Because you have to be this way to succeed the way he did. But he isn't ruthless. And there is a difference between punching back and being ruthless. Ruthless is a kick in the crotch berries. And God, we all love to see them do that. But he's pretty much let Hillary be, almost as if the country doesn't need what would obviously be a criminal investigation with multiples of charges. But he knows how the media will play that, and it'll just aggravate the angst in the country on a national level.
He could be waiting for an opportune time, too.
I agree. He's not. There's a plan. There's definitely a plan. And they have sown their seeds, and they're going to reap what they sow. Is it more complicated than that? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
If you're shopping for furniture, remember Kaiser. Buy Wiser. Shop Kaiser. I hate to say this, because many people have been, you know, purchasing furniture from them for many years, but they're almost one of the well-kept secrets. Great local business, not a fancy building, but it is functional. It is big. What Georgia Floors Direct does to warehouse tons of inventory, Kaiser does with their building. It's huge. I always say wear comfortable shoes when you go to look there. But choices, that's what you want. And Stella and the staff at Kaiser, you let them know what you're interested in seeing, and they can line up the choices that fit your budget parameters. And right now, you can open a Synchrony account there and have 18 months of interest-free payments on whatever you pick. A lot of red tagged items marked down. They're real serious about clearing inventory between now and the end of the year. So stop by and see them. That's where my stepson's Christmas present is coming from. He wanted he's practical.
Yeah, he is.
He wants something he can use. So I love the bureau you got me when I was 12 years old, but I'm a little bigger now, and so are my clothes.
I can understand that.
That kind of thing. So stop by and see them. Terrific people. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. By the way, when they draw up your sales ticket, you'll notice that you pay 8.25% sales tax there,
Sweet.
Not 10.
Sweet.
So you save even that way. They're just before you get to the Oshawks Oyster Bar on Wetumpka Highway. 335. I know I sound a little bit flat today. It's been a week between the news and dogs. Bailey is home with Rich.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
So precious.
Yeah. Lots going on. It's kind of strange. Anyway, let's see how the roads are doing. Maybe Skipper has good news.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have moderate to heavy traffic on the boulevard, starting with the Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway back to about Atlanta Highway. Very heavy on the Eastern Boulevard. We're seeing very heavy traffic right now on the East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist and Alpha. Taylor Road is very busy as well, and the Atlanta Highway is busy in spots outbound at the lights. We have no accidents at this time. The interstate's still rolling at a speed limit run through downtown Montgomery, and we have no issues there. Stay with us. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Stand by for news
from Rich Thomas.
Hey.
How are you?
Everything's good. We've got that little girl home. The patient is home now.
I was so glad to see that picture you sent earlier.
Yeah, she's a little, still a little groggy.
Yeah.
a lot groggy. Morphine drips will do that to you.
Yeah.
But she's very happy to be home. We have a roaring fire going in the fireplace right now.
Oh, nice.
And she's looking at me as I'm talking. I'm talking to Uncle Greg, Bailey. Uncle Greg. Oh, ears went up. Oh, the ears went up.
Do you need me to stop by with an emergency chicken supply?
I think we're good on chicken, and I appreciate that. So far, and thank you for your text, so far she's uninterested in food, but you told me that when Hershey got home, it took a little while, and
about a
then
day.
The appetite came back voraciously, right?
Yes, and I recall I've had a couple of surgeries, and it's kind of the same thing. When you're first coming out, you know, that the anesthesia they put you through and then the morphine drip following, that really gets into your stomach. And once that starts to clear, her stomach will start to growl like that.
Well, she indicated that she was hungry because when I say, "Are you hungry?" and she licks her chops, that's her way of saying, "Yes, I am hungry." But then she went over and smelled the food, and so far, that hasn't worked, but I'm sure the appetite will come back. Again, thank you to everybody for their support and their interest and their questions. And we were in the lobby at Carriage Hills Animal Hospital, and it's amazing how many people, strangers, came up to me and said, "How's Bailey?" They had heard about it either from you on the radio or a Facebook post or on my video. And then the head of nursing, the surgical nurse, Mary, said, "My God, your dog is famous."
Yeah.
She said, "It's all over the place."
Absolutely.
You are well-loved, Rich.
Well, hey, Rich, she's well-loved, and I thank everybody, including the two of you. It means so much to me. I'm glad she's home, and she's on the mend.
I wanted to share off your page, but it's not giving me that option.
The most recent one?
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah, I'll change the setting. I'll change the privacy setting on that and make it public, and you can share it, okay?
I would like to do that because yesterday, I would guess I had maybe close to 100 email or Facebook inquiries. What do you know?
Well,
I got to tell you, there is a lot more concern about Bailey, the wonder dog. People are a lot more worried about her condition and her getting well than crap in the news these days.
I see impeachment things.
Yes. Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's like, it's so strange. No, I understand it. I totally get it. But this situation just has brought out so much love.
Well, it's blown me away. I think Christmas time has something to do with it as well, and the love people have for their pets that has parlayed into their interest in what's going on with Bailey. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you, I just want to let you know everything's going well.
All right, now look for that, and I'll share that onto my page.
Absolutely, I'll do it right now.
Love you, man.
Much.
Take care.
See you. Bye.
Cool.
So that's the next thing. And I mean, we waited for biopsy findings. They came in late yesterday in the last half hour of the show. Hershey's situation, non-malignant, which I think even Dr. Armstrong was surprised. So we got very lucky. But even with that, as much as you love them, when you are confronted with a situation like this, it heightens. You know, just when you think you couldn't love them any more than you do, situation like this elevates that to a brand new level. And we missed our little mascot here in the studio in the morning. And Rich, too. I mean, I will say, I got to give Jesse Lynn a lot of credit. She is
adorable.
She is.
And she's been a wonderful compliment and stepping up. And I told Rich, I said, you stay with that girl until she's ready to come back up the stairs and join us in the studio. All right, 342, that was a welcome diversion. And let's keep praying for good news.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have anti-glass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 6363 when applying. Avant.com, code 6363. That's Avant.com, code 6363.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. The Lee High School Food Pantry serves 100 students right now, and school officials say that number is expected to go up. On Friday, students are sent home with a backpack of food for the weekend. They're always in need of more non-perishable food items, and if you're interested in donating, you can call or visit Lee High School. And in Prattville, the community came together to honor late coach Lorenzo Pickett by dedicating two structures in his name on what would have been his 53rd birthday. Pickett passed away suddenly on Thanksgiving Day 2006, just days before the Prattville Lions football team would have played in the state championship. The field house at Prattville High School was renamed to the Low Pickett Field House, and Spring Hill Park in the community where Lorenzo Pickett grew up was renamed Coach Lorenzo Low Pickett Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is quiet for now, but we do have weather changes on the way for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, another freeze expected overnight. Low temperature down to about 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still dry. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Periods of rain at times. Saturday night, Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 50s over the weekend. And more scattered showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS, they don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We just had a special visit from a special person, Mrs. Much Beloved and Glorious. Yes. Prime Minister of Playtime. Just what I needed. A hot apple pie. Woo! Last night, some people commented that they really noticed the weight loss.
You've done great, and it's Christmas. You make allowances. You don't go overboard, but you know, I think it's okay to sample some things that you love and don't normally get. So you don't go into deprivation mode.
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah.
That should happen to somebody like me, deprivation. And then I have a dinner invitation tonight at a place that has chocolate fountains, so I could blow the whole deal. Between now and later today. It is 3:48. Let's see. I'm ready to go into conundrum mode, I think, here.
Okay.
Something the average American does almost 400 times a year.
That leaves it wide open.
Yeah. We will hint as needed, but it's something that you, me, the average American will do about 400 times a year. And I agree with this. I think I fit this just because of my crazy schedule. What do you think that is? 272-9228. Want a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the Pizza Place. 272-9228. The conundrum being the average American will do this about 400 times a year. And we can eliminate one possibility, getting pissed off at cable news. That's probably more frequent. It's something personal. 272-9228. And while we're waiting for the phones to explode with calls, let's welcome back the Mr. Much Beloved and Glorious. Prime Minister of Playtime with a word about Adams Motorsports. Busy end of the Christmas season. Oh, yeah.
The warehouse is overflowing with units. That's a good thing. We still have a few of the youth ATVs left. And, you know, Polaris makes youth-size Rangers, youth-size Razors. It's amazing. However, if you come and want to buy a full-size new Ranger or Razor, Adams Motorsports will allow you to combine horsepower and firepower. You'll get a certificate where you can go down the street and get a brand-new SIG 9mm pistol free. When you buy a full-size Ranger or Razor, new product from Adams Motorsports. That's something that we're doing all on our own this year. This isn't a Polaris promotion. It's our promotion for you. Also, we have all kind of rebates going on right now with Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris. I mean, I could talk for 30 minutes just naming some of them. There's so many. Everything has got a rebate on it. Everything has got some kind of special financing. And the cool thing about the financing is the manufacturers get involved in this. They set the criteria. So even if you don't have perfect credit, you can still get approved. You can even do it online at adamsmotorsports.com. I mean, last minute, we can take care of that. Come on by Adams Motorsports. We'll get you fixed up.
You're going to be open Monday.
Yes. Half a day Monday.
And that's rare.
It's very rare.
We decided.
We had so many layaways, we thought that would be the way to go.
Okay, so stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle. That app started. AdamsMotorsports.com. We have a few calls on the conundrum, something the average American will do about 400 times a year. And James, you are first to go.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Hey, James.
All right. Wish they were divorced.
You may be after this phone call.
Wow.
No, that's not even close, really. But and I don't know why I'm laughing.
Answer.
But I guess you're kind of like me. You have moments of dark humor, and that's to be appreciated. Thanks, buddy.
Alrighty, y'all. Bye-bye.
272-9228. Jason.
Hey, what about eat outside the home or eat out?
Eat outside the home?
Or eat out.
Fast food, restaurants.
That's very close, but it's missing a key word.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Now, you can go back to the drawing board and call back if you'd like.
Okay.
272-9228. Rusty.
Happy hour. Who's
Well, I was going to say brush your teeth, but you got me with the eat out thing.
Yeah.
He's very close with that, but there's a word that needs to be in that answer that's not there.
Is it call in orders?
Nope.
Not it.
So close.
So close.
No, one word. You're one word away from this thing. Hi, who's this?
Hello, caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. What do you think? What is this thing the average American will do about 400 times a year?
I had two thoughts, and I'm going to go with have a snack.
Have a snack. Again, okay. we're circling where there's a there's a single word missing.
Snack.
With snack or any other term. Thank you for trying. 272-9228. All right, crawdad.
Man, I was way out in left field until some of these nice folks kind of brought me close to the home plate.
That's a good thing.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, crawdad. What's the answer, man?
What's your name? The answer is check your email.
No. Now, no, you're getting, you got colder with that one, my friend.
The next person will hit it right. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Bennett.
Bennett. Bennett, yeah. What do you think now? We are circling the winning answer.
I would say poop.
That's circling the bowl.
That's circling the bowl, okay.
We appreciate your efforts, though. Mark, what do you think?
Wake up and go to the restroom.
Wake up and go to the restroom is not it.
Man, we're getting further away now.
Yeah, we're getting colder. Thank you for trying, though. This is Dwayne. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey, Dwayne, what do you think?
Is it cookout?
Cookout is not it. However, it could be, the word cookout could be part of the winning answer. That's There's a key true. Word that I need to hear to have a winner. Thanks for trying. Let's go with John next.
Call for takeout.
Nope.
Nope. We're, again, these are all half good answers.
Almost there.
All right, they're not there. Let's take a quick break. 272-9228.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 6363 when applying. Avant.com, code 6363. That's Avant.com, code 6363.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Only 6 more days to Christmas. Go buy gifts for your loved ones. Even if you have to cut into your retirement funds.
It is 3:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Got the picture of Bailey home with Daddy. And it's weird. Bailey and Hershey are two very different dogs. Both rescues. They have that in common.
Love that.
But they both have the same look on the first day back home after a surgery.
The look of relief or the look of I'm really enjoying this morphine?
Yeah, it's more like, both. They get the Sonny Fox face. All right, we got a conundrum going. I'm going to give away a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. And the question is, the average American will do this about 400 times a year. And we've got a lot of good guesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's somehow connected to food, but I can't give you more than that. We go with Dylan next. Dylan, what do you think?
Is it purchase takeout food?
That's been guessed.
Twice.
Twice? Okay.
Can you think of something else? I need a, there's a keyword that's missing from these guesses that I need to hear. Because food is in the answer.
Food is in the
answer. Yep.
Buy Chinese food.
That's a fine guess. I'm still looking for a keyword here. Thank you for trying. Greg.
Is it waiter? The waiter app. Is that the keyword?
In a way, it's... That's a very good guess, and in a way, it has something to do with the keyword we're looking for here, but I can't give you more than that.
You give it away if you say anything at
Thanks
all.
Thanks for trying, though. Steven's next.
Steven? Well, both of mine have already been taken.
Any of these guesses...
Uber Eats.
It's no. The word... Thanks for trying. The word. It's one word we need. Any of these guesses would have been winners with this one word attached. Greg. Another Greg. I have two.
I have eaten while driving.
That's a good guess. I made a commitment. Thank you for the call to my new rogue from Jack Ingram.
You're not eating it?
I'm not eating. I have my coffee. Actually, the problem was not eating. It was sloshing. That's why I have a black interior now. Works better for a sloppy person like me.
Good move.
We got to ask everybody to be patient for a minute here while we catch up on some last-minute business. Why not make home ownership? If you're renting, you need to get with Morris Capuano, who can first explain how you're shortchanging yourself by renting and not owning right now. This is the best economy in my lifetime, maybe in American history. Time will tell. The reason I say this is because personal incomes are growing. Interest rates are still incredibly low. In the 80s, in personal incomes were going through the roof, but interest rates were still in double digits. So when you bought a place, your payments were considerably higher than they would be today.
Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. We got to have one of those every 30 years to teach us a lesson, like Obama. Whoa, those jobs are gone. Whoa. No, you get that deduction, and... Having just spent some time with Steve Duro, my tax guy today, I can tell you this. Thank God I have a first mortgage interest deduction, or I would be in boiling hot water tax-wise. It makes a big difference. He can navigate you through the processes, and with Renaissance Bank partnering up there, can offer programs that can help the person with limited down payment or credit issues. He can help you work through that. So he takes away all your excuses and busts his butt to get you done. His number is 409-9300, 409-9300. If you know somebody that's looking to buy that's currently renting, give him Morris's number because he's absolutely the best at what he does. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. And again, for Morris, it's 409-9300.